Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Frequent Making It Grow guest Durant Ashmore reminds us that although native plants should be added to our landscape to support pollinators and other wildlife, they need to be judiciously woven into an overall design to be pleasing additions to our yards and gardens. We can't just have one of everything. In the pollinator pasture I'm working on, I'm going to follow the design practice of repetition, repetition, repetition. Not only will I leave a more aesthetically pleasing garden for whoever moves into the house after I'm gone, but pollinators are more attracted to large groupings of flowers, trees, and shrubs that offer them food. Since I have a relatively large area, I'm going to do installations of 5 with most of the species I'm adding. It will help me too with watering to group plants that have similar needs. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.